A prominent US ethicist is calling on the US Congress to intervene over conflict of interest and potential corruption issues arising from the latest Trump Organization international venture. The issues have arisen in India this week, where you can sign up for a Trump Organization condo in one of four cities, and you can meet a Trump in the process. That's over dinner, if you're willing to part with a few tens of thousands of dollars. The offer has been advertised in full-page glossy ads in some Indian newspapers ahead of the arrival of Donald Trump Jr., who's a trustee and executive of the Trump Organization. But it's not all business. Donald Trump Jr. will also give a foreign policy speech, joined by India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Richard Painter is the former White House ethicist under George W. Bush and is a professor of corporate law at the University of Minnesota. We spoke earlier.
This is a very problematic situation for the son of the President of the United States to be traveling all over the world trying to close business deals in the name of his father. The matter is even further complicated if his son is going to be talking about United States government business and United States government policy at the same time that he is trying to negotiate this business deal. That certainly creates the appearance, if not the actuality, of a quid pro quo. Which could, of course, be a very serious situation.
The president very early on said, I've built a very big wall here between government business and between my company. He's given the control of the company to his son and his brother. This has been discussed a lot. Just remind us why that's not enough.
Well, there are two problems. First, the president never divested himself of ownership in the businesses. His sons run the businesses, but the president owns all or majority, most of the shares in the business. The second problem is that the sons have not been prohibited from speaking about United States government policy. And indeed, on a number of these occasions, they have spoken about United States government policy at the same time as they're trying to close business deals. That clearly implies a quid pro quo that under United States law could be construed to be bribery.
There have been some attempts at legal moves on this. Is there any prospect that a U.S. court will anytime soon rule that the president has breached the Constitution with these arrangements?
Well, there is some litigation over a particular part of our Constitution that prohibits the president from receiving profits and benefits from dealings with foreign governments. These transactions in question here may or may not involve money from foreign governments, but it certainly is a much more serious, much broader ethics issue than that which is set forth in litigation or that can be resolved by the courts. It is a responsibility of Congress under the Constitution to assure that the executive branch is conducting its business ethically and in conformance with the other laws of the United States. And there's a great deal of concern here that that is not the case and that Congress is doing nothing to fix it.
And just finally, Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, is going to be present, as I mentioned, at this speech on foreign policy that Donald Trump Jr. is going to give while he's on this visit, also selling condominiums for the Trump Organization. Are you surprised that a foreign leader of the standing of Narendra Modi, a country the size of that, a democracy, is participating in that way?
Yes, I am. I think that's a very surprising move. If a foreign leader were to have the bad taste to send his son over to the United States to simultaneously solicit business for the family and also to talk about his own government's policy toward the United States, I don't think the State Department would authorize its employees to attend, much less a high-ranking person such as the Secretary of State or the President of the United States. It's entirely inappropriate for this to occur, and I don't think the Indian government ought to go along with it.
Richard Painter, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you very much.
Richard Painter is a former White House ethicist under George W. Bush.